This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up!
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. And it's Monday. So yay. Everyone's so excited about it. People are talking about it all around the building. Like, whoa!
There's the buzz.
Yeah. That old Monday buzz everyone's got all the time. Creative Energy bringing us this portion of the program. Don't miss the great rebate event on High Life and Limelight Spas. I have Hot Springs. They have all kinds of spas there.
Gulp.
High Life, oops. But still, you can get a great rebate on High Life and Limelight Spas at Creative Energy. Now through October 27th, save thousands and finally bring home the spa you've been dreaming of. Probably one of those two brands. Visit creativeenergy.com.
I love when this show is so smooth.
I know. It's like the best part of it is how like nothing ever goes wrong.
Fix it in post. Don't worry, guys.
I'm not worried about it. They sell those too.
Posts?
Uh-huh. Thanks, Creative Energy. Thank you for selling us posts as well as incredible spas and cold plunges, saunas.
Everybody needs a post. What are you going to put your mailbox on?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, right. Everyone has to solve that problem at some point in their life. Where will I put the mailbox? There was an interview that J-Lo did where she talked about...
This is recent or is this
yes,
old?
Yes, this is last week.
All right.
J-Lo says that she never felt loved by any of her exes and it was their fault.
I see she's done some learning and growing.
No, it does seem like she's really... kind of self-examined and said, yeah, it's not me, it's them. She says, what I learned that it's not that I'm not lovable. It's that they're not capable. They don't have it in them. They need to appreciate the little person inside of them. They need to love them. So Ohani Noah, he was married to J-Lo from 97 to 98. He stood up. He did not take it lying down.
Oh.
He said, what? What? Ohani Noah says, let me just say, stop putting us down. There's a whole club.
At least
you've been married like 4 times. Yeah, there it is. Stop putting me down with your victim card. The problem is not us, not me. The problem is you. Then he accused her of being unfaithful. You are the one who couldn't keep it in your pants. You have been loved a few times.
Oh, boy.
You've been married 4 times and have had countless relationships in between. You have had good relationships. Me, for example. I was good to you. I'm too good of a man for you.
Oh, my gosh.
Love this. Because what a thing to say. It was they weren't capable of loving me. Like, you do seem like a handful.
And every guy she's been with has the exact same problem.
Yeah.
They're not listening to that little boy in them.
Yeah.
Mm, another one.
There's these people out there who are always, they're always the victim. They're always, and you, the first couple times you hear about something, you're like, wow, that does sound bad. Then as time goes on, you're like, really, you had another epic battle with a super close friend and it was all them. And you're not, and you've broken up with them and it's been, I can't talk to them anymore because you guys are done. Like, how many times does that have to happen before you just take a look and go, oh, I think that's me. Let me see what I can change about me and the way that I deal with people. It's like narcissistic behavior.
Well, it is. And I was just going to say, there are some people who will never see their part in anything.
Right.
And there is no point trying to explain it. And I think for someone like Ohani Noah, we wouldn't know the dude's name at all had he not been with her. But that said, the best thing that ever happened to you, dude, is that you got away from that chick. Because this is a person who continues to marry and divorce.
It goes on, yeah. By the way. Noah, this Ohani Noah, says J-Lo lied and cheated and chose fame and fortune over him. And yet she begged him to stay when he'd finally had enough because she didn't want any bad press. And he asked her to tell the truth for once. Let people know that you are the problem. You should be embarrassed and ashamed of yourself. I'm guessing she won't respond because if she doesn't, like, he'll fade back into obscurity. But I would love to see her come back at him and just, like, have a... Like, oh, honey, Noah needs to have his day. He's not just a weird name, we like to say. He's a person, too. Capable of love and got cheated on by J-Lo. I don't know. I'm a jerk like that. I want to see that happen.
I believe him.
I know.
That's all I can say is I believe. I know we're supposed to, you know, believe the. I believe him. She's the victim in this case. I don't believe her.
I think I saw it over the weekend that Ben Affleck is back in rehab. I know. It was an intervention with Jennifer Garner. Yeah, there it is. Here it is.
Right, you know, there. One of the things that I have had, this is just a personal story.
Yeah.
There are situations that people like me shouldn't put themselves in. And it's just too much. And I know that he's done this multiple times. He's a huge star with millions of dollars. And why wouldn't he be out and going places and do it? But in reality, if you want to keep yourself clean from the drink, pal, you've got to stay out of bars. You've got to stay away from... It's just not...
There are a few reports claiming he has entered rehab once more for alcohol addiction. This is from E! News. Jennifer Garner pushed him to treatment. The actress was photographed arriving at his house on Wednesday, where she was reportedly seen visibly shaken after meeting with him. But that's really... There's not a whole lot of other details, but I was reminded of that because he's one of the exes in the J-Lo situation. I would love to hear his thoughts on it.
Ben's?
Yeah, everybody's thoughts on it. Like, you know.
Oh, on the J-Lo thing.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, I see. I was still busy.
I'd actually like to hear what Diddy has to say about it. Like, you know.
He's in detox as we speak, barfing. But okay, right after that, I think they could probably put a mic in front of him.
Yeah, put a mic in front of him. Sometimes when you're barfing and detoxing, like, that's the best time to get, like, something truthful out of somebody, you know.
Really?
Hey, Ben, I know you're busy, but... What's your take on what Ohani Noah had to say about your ex-wife?
Throttle that on-off button in between barfs and tell us the answer to the question, please.
Yeah. I'll wait. It's okay. Here's a cool washcloth.
Ay, ay, ay. Mm. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
I know. It is sad.
Well,
but it's super fun about the J-Lo thing. Like,
no, that is. But I definitely feel like until this is the thing. What I was saying earlier about you. You have all these lessons. You got to learn them, and they equal quitting drinking. But if you keep going, you know where I should be? At all the parties with all the ladies. And that
I'm
keeps
a superstar. I want to see and be seen.
Yep, that'll undo you every time.
Yeah, it's rough. It's hard because it's available and around you at all times.
And you know what? I'll tell you just from my own experience too that I have a partner who is normal. And would love probably, I'm sure, to go do all the things. And there she, I'm like, you got to go do that by yourself. Yep. I'm not doing that.
Right.
You and knew who didn't. I was she, when you right. met me. Like, I can't, I'm sorry, but I'm not. No.
I know. It's got to be, it's tough because she didn't see you like that. And it's, so here you are.
Well, and all these years later, she's definitely someone who probably, like, it's worn off of her because I don't want to keep repeating it to her. So she's just, but it is tough. I can see her desire to just go have a freaking night. Can mm-hmm. we just go have some fun?
Yep.
I don't know. Who's going to be there? What's happening? Where, you know, what time's it over? Ah, it's all that stuff. I'm sorry, Ben. I'm sorry to hear it.
You know. I thought this was interesting. I have to admit that when I saw it, I just kind of laughed and moved on with my life. But people are mad.
You had a good laugh over it.
I thought it was cute. I'm like, oh, that's funny. Kristen Bell, she sent an anniversary message to Dax Shepard, and it's giving women the ick, which is a thing from her. Well, it's actually just a thing in relationships. Like, suddenly you get the ick, and what was going good is, I feel like this might be over.
It just turned sour. It just went sour.
It went sour, right. Nobody Wants This, I think, is the name of her show, and they did a whole episode called The Ick. Okay. And he does do the ick, and you really do think to yourself, oh.
What do you mean he does do the ick?
He does. He just comes in. He's like meeting her parents for the first time, I think, and he brings all these flowers, and he's just like over the top, and she's all ick. And then he kind of comes back from the ick, and that's like, can you come back from the ick?
Okay. So they're acting this out.
Yes.
Okay.
On the show, right. But this is not, it's really, people are saying that what her message, her anniversary message to Dax Shepard is giving women the ick. She posted a picture of them hugging, and he's like, he's sitting on a bed, and she's half his size, and she's sitting in his lap, like wrapped around him, facing him with her head buried on the far side of his head. So it's like, do you want to see it? It's just the two of them hugging.
That's icky?
No. This is just, it's what she wrote here. Happy 12th anniversary to the man who once said to me, I would never kill you. A lot of men have killed their wives at a certain point. Even though I'm heavily incentivized to kill you, I never would. Right? I've had the same reaction as you. But also, I've never felt under the threat of being killed by my husband. So that's, you know,
yeah,
that's the thing. It's a morbid inside joke, obviously. We all have them, but there are lots of people who are not amused by this. Bob, snap judge.
All right.
You want to hear what a couple people said?
It didn't offend me.
Right.
I think it's cute to have a weird relationship with your partner.
Yeah. I think that's personally, I find that to be like a really funny thing to say. I thought, oh, that's really funny.
I don't know if I post on the internet,
I don't feel threatened. Right.
Inside jokes are inside for a reason. Mm-hmm. And if you're world famous, you know, and it's debatable until you get to Frozen. She's one of the Frozen people.
Yeah, she's Anna, right?
Yes, she's world famous. And so the inside joke just isn't going to wear well with everyone. So my thought, though, is she knows that and doesn't give a you-know-what.
So one person said, may this type of relationship never find me. Another tweeted that Kristen shouldn't think it's okay to, quote, post this to her 16 million followers during Domestic Abuse Awareness Month when a girl or woman is killed by a man known to them every 10 minutes.
There it is.
Yeah.
You just, and here's the thing. I'm with her in that it's my page. I should be able to post what I want.
Right.
But you're famous.
Yeah.
It comes
off as insensitive if someone sees that through the lens of their own domestic violence situation.
We could take all of our Instagrams, pile the numbers together, and I don't think we're 1% of her followers.
No. Nope.
You know, like she just has, she's her
16
her platform
million
is big. Yeah.
Right.
But I still think about everything I post, like, because it's like, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Looking to get canceled.
Yeah. Exactly.
For sure.
I don't think this is a cancelable offense. I totally understand why people would be offended by it because of their situations. I think that's totally fair. But also, if you reframe it, there is a path to being in a relationship where you can feel so safe and so close where you could make jokes like this. And that's kind of beautiful.
I would never kill you. Which is a nice thing to say.
There's no one I'd rather work with.
Right. It is work. But I would never kill you. It's nice to be able to threaten people, the people that you're in relationships with, without with them knowing that you're probably kidding.
No, no, he wasn't threatening her. He said, I wouldn't kill you.
No, no, I know. But it's, you know, just like that's a, to me, that's kind of a funny joke, but I get it.
It is a joke because it's a given.
Mm. But it's nice to hear it out loud. Just like I'm confirming that I would never kill you.
It should be a given in polite society that nobody's killing anybody.
Yeah, that's what I say to John. Like, I would never kill you, but I want you to know that I would also never push you off a cliff. I would never feed you poison food. You know, give him some examples of the ways you wouldn't, that you wouldn't do that would kill him. That's all.
Now let's go for a hike.
Yeah. Don't worry. I just told you. At the box office this weekend.
There's so many jokes, but we're already in that territory.
No, no, I know. We can't joke about that.
Oh, I'm not going to joke.
There's no joking.
Right.
At the box office this weekend, this is just the domestic numbers. Black Phone 2. People want their Halloween movies. I don't know if this is like a disappointing opening or what, but it made $26.5 million. For number one. And that is the, this week on Bob's Movie Club, the original Black Phone from 2 or 3 years ago. 22, 23?
21.
Oh, okay. Can I ask you, is the same kid, do we know, is the same kid who's in the first one now 4 years older in the second one?
I don't know.
Hmm. Or did he die?
Yeah, I haven't seen the first one, so I'm not sure.
Oh, you haven't watched it yet?
No, not yet.
You haven't watched your own movie club movie. You're just,
no, I like to be fresh.
Mm. Do you sit there with a little notepad and write things down?
Just my phone.
Mm. Oh, yeah. What am I talking about? Pen and paper. God,
I got the notes app. I type with my thumbs.
Tomorrow night's the night.
Oh, that's when you're going to watch it?
Yeah. Same. I would have watched it last night and I went, oh, the Niners are on. And then tonight is baseball and two football games. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow night.
Black Phone 2 made about $26 million. Tron Ares fell to second place. It made another $11 million. I don't know what it needs to make to break even, but $11 million ain't it, apparently. $54 million total gross so far. Good Fortune is, that's the one that with Aziz Ansari and Seth Rogen and Keanu Reeves plays like an angel.
Yeah.
Yes.
That.
And he directed. That opened. Directed it?
I don't know.
Aziz did.
Ah. Yeah. It was in almost 3,000 theaters and it took in $6.2 million, which is not awesome.
Unfortunately, that doesn't surprise me. Yeah. I was hoping people would go to see it, but I didn't go and see it. You know, it was nice out, so I went to the park. But
mm-hmm. It's definitely one to wait for.
Yeah.
On demand.
Honestly, they're all one to wait for on demand. Like, on demand has ruined it for movie theaters. I'm sorry, movie theaters. They'll probably be big blockbusters once in a while, but I have no interest.
But that's it. It's the big, pardon me, it's the big blockbuster or it's the kid movie where you go, I got to get these kids out of this house.
Yep.
Let's just go see anything again.
One Battle After Another fell to fourth place. It's made $61 million total. And they say it needs to make, well, you know what? It's definitely made money overseas too, but they say that's got to hit the $300 million mark in total in order to break even. Roofman was number five with another $3.7 million. Something called Truth and Reason. Never heard of it. $2.7 million. Gabby's Dollhouse. Conjuring Last Rites is up to $175 million just domestically. That's at number eight. Anything else here? Not really. You know, I see a few re-releases of like big Halloween style movies. So I guess that's a thing people are doing to make a little more money at the box office in case you're looking for a thriller, a horror movie. The Stranger Things spinoff series will have totally new characters and start on a clean slate. They're saying it's going to be really different. The fifth and final season of Stranger Things, which is starting around Thanksgiving and then at Christmas and then at New Year's,
okay,
it will be finished up. The creators, the Duffer Brothers, they said, we don't want to leave any major plot threads or character arcs unfinished. And they talked about how they're going to do the finale and referenced a couple of things that did, like sort of a montage of where everybody ended up. They mentioned like certain shows that ended that way, like Six Feet Under. And they're saying, we didn't want to leave any major plot threads or character arcs unfinished. We do every last remaining thing we wanted to do with the Demogorgons and Mind Flayer and Vecna and the Upside Down and Hawkins and these characters. This is a complete story. It's done. So this spinoff, it looks like it won't continue the story of any of the show's characters. It must just have to do with more adventures from the Upside Down, but they're not really, they don't expect it to explore a larger narrative within the world of the first show. It's not going to be like a Star Wars thing where it's like a side story to the main story. They're basically saying the spinoff will be part of the show's brand and style of storytelling. Kids, adventures, sci-fi fantasy, rather than increasingly expanding what could become an insanely convoluted mythology. That's the quote.
Okay.
So there you go.
Almost sounds like it's going to be a completely different universe, but similar vibes.
Possibly, although calling it a spinoff makes me think there'll be some other portal or some other place that these things are getting through. But yes, who knows? I'm actually really glad that they're wrapping it. I don't know if that's the best choice for them because sometimes we do want to see characters that we love or have one person go off, and that's sort of how spinoffs work. It doesn't even sound like a spinoff, really, unless it takes something with it from the original show. Could just be another project.
Well, there's those other kids. You know, like Seven, who were in, remember, in the
yes,
second season? Like,
that's true.
Could be something with them, maybe.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
That was a weird interlude. Was that like the second season where they all of a sudden there's all these other numbered kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not my favorite season.
Nah. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
So much stuff, including made for movie heist in real life.
Oh.
After these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contrast. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey. Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You want to see Billy Idol in the Alice Lounge? You heard me right. Billy Idol in a secret show at the Alice Lounge. Listen to Jane today at 6:05 and all week for the code word to win.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Jumpstart MD makes weight loss easier. Save $200 this October and choose the plan that fits your life. Call 855-JUMPSTART or visit jumpstartmd.com. Here's what's happening.
All right.
Blue skies overhead here in downtown San Francisco as we broadcast live from Studio 9.
Hello from Studio 9.
Mostly sunny skies today and lows in the 80s. It was a warm weekend.
Yeah.
For sure.
Surprisingly warm.
For a second there, last, I don't know, week or so back, I was like, I'm going to have to start putting socks on even in the house.
Yeah.
I guess chilly. But nope, we're back.
Baby.
There is rain expected end of week, so then we'll be back there again. Mm. Niners won last night 20-10. There are two Monday night football games tonight starting at 4 p.m. And there's also a game 7 in Major League Baseball, Seattle at Toronto, 5:08 game time. The Dodgers have had their feet up. They're just sitting there waiting.
Good for them.
Who will we play, I wonder? Mm. Also, great job, America. No Kings protests were very well attended nationwide. And someone wrote in to point out other countries also took part, which I didn't know about.
Solidarity.
But okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
This first story is like right out of a movie.
Okay. This is the heist thing?
This is the heist thing.
Okay.
Your headline is Crown Jewels Stolen from the Louvre in a 4-minute operation by thieves in broad daylight.
This is so exciting.
They say in a minutes-long strike on Sunday inside the world's most visited museum, thieves rode a basket lift up to the Louvre's facade, forced a window. They say they used one of those circle cutters.
Oh, ooh. Oh.
Which I was like, oh, I knew those were real.
Right. It was a diamond blade, right? Obviously.
They forced a window, smashed display cases, and fled with priceless Napoleonic jewels.
Oh.
The daylight heist, about 30 minutes after opening, with visitors already inside, was among one of the highest profile museum thefts in living memory.
That's so exciting.
I feel bad being so pumped up about a crime.
I know.
It is crazy.
I was like, oh my God, did they get the Mona Lisa?
By the way, they mention this is what the Louvre has been robbed before, and they mention the Mona Lisa's theft back in 1911 by an Italian handyman named Vincenzo Perugia.
Ah, Vincenzo.
Hey, Vincenzo.
Hey, Vinny.
He stole the Mona Lisa from the Louvre by hiding it under his coat.
Hey, nothing to see here. I got a square belly. It's okay.
Very small painting.
Yeah.
The theft, Vincenzo's theft, was not discovered until the next day.
Oh.
And the resulting media frenzy made the Mona Lisa world famous.
Ah.
So here's a painting that was...
Of an ugly chick.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen it in person. I mean, it doesn't matter. This guy kept the painting for 2 years before attempting to sell it in Florence in 1913, which led to his capture and the painting's recovery.
I got this a painting. Don't worry. It fell off the back of a truck. It's okay.
It's 1911. We don't have too many trucks. More like a wagon.
Hey, what are you doing, Vincenzo? You're at the local art and wine festival selling the Mona Lisa.
What do you think about this one? The chicken's ugly, but clearly done by a master.
Anyway, a major robbery happened at the Louvre. They had to shut everything down. This is one of those things where they were like truly embarrassed.
So you're saying they pulled like one of those basket trucks?
I'll show you. It's this. They drove right up in that, a ladder truck.
Because no one would ever question that. Like, it's so bold.
Here's the view of it from the side.
It's like the person with the, oh my God, they're right up
there. They drove it right up, extended the ladder, climbed it, and got through a window, did the whole thing, and then split. 4 minutes.
And then they obviously left the truck there.
They're calling it, yes.
It's not a fast order. Well, we'll be on our way soon, but we're going to just download.
You can't drive away in the ladder truck.
There's no getting away in the ladder truck.
You're going to get jump-ons.
The job was clearly carried out by a team that had done some scouting. This, again, is the story about the Louvre being robbed in broad daylight. Noting the window panes were cut with a disc cutter.
Love it. I love it. I don't love it. It's wrong. Do not do this. But it's always fun when Mission Impossible happens in real life.
They closed right then. So everyone's like, but I'm here.
Get out.
I have pictures to take.
You must evacuate.
I need a selfie by the Mona Lisa. Hello.
You will not be getting that.
And this, again, they mention in the story. They have had famous thefts before, including the 1911 theft where a handyman walked out with it under his coat.
Hey, it's just me, Vincenzo. I got a hammer in one hand, and don't worry about this other hand.
Well, where do you think you're going? Get it back here, thief.
Hey, Frenchie, don't worry.
Don't call me Frenchie.
Eat your chowder.
Chowder.
Anyway, there you go. Oh, and they also say one of the jewels that was stolen was found nearby, like they dropped it.
Oh, well, I mean, it's hard to run with your hands full. Hope they've been doing their cardio.
The thieves targeted the Apollo Gallery, if you know what that is, using a freight elevator to reach the jewelry collection of Napoleon and Empress Eugenie.
Oh.
The outlet says 9 pieces were stolen, including Eugenie's crown, which was later found broken outside the museum.
Oh, that's history, though. That's a bummer.
Yeah, it is a bummer, for sure. Well, it's a bummer. You know, I expect that they're going to try to get rid of these
things. Drop the crown.
Well, I heard this morning I was listening to something, and they were saying that what they'll most likely do is melt them down, recut the gems, and
you'd have to.
That's how they get rid of them, and that's what the bummer is, because this is history.
It's a piece of history.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
A shoe company is facing a class action lawsuit over its embarrassingly squeaky shoes.
Okay.
I'm familiar with this brand. I've never worn them. I want to say maybe 10 years ago. I don't know, and I didn't do enough research. You can text us 800-400-3697. 10 or 15 years ago, there was a new brand of shoe called Hoka and another new brand of shoe called On.
Okay.
Okay. Hoka's like big, thick, fluffy soles, and I've worn them, and they're good. And the only reason I've worn them is because my wife's a runner, and
so
I've been exposed to them.
They're running shoes. They're running shoes, okay.
And this Swiss shoe company is called On. They have a line of footwear called Clouds. They have these hollow pods on the sole, which...
Are they the ones you can see through the sides? Okay.
Yep. They're supposed to make you feel like you're walking on clouds, but apparently they're squeaky as hell. And honestly, I'd never heard that until I saw this story. I've never heard anyone walking around squeaking or anything, but I don't want to squeak when I walk.
No.
In fact, one of the reasons why I don't like grown-up shoes is because they make noise when you walk. Click, click, click. Like,
yeah.
No.
You need to be like a ninja.
Yeah.
Silent.
Well, I don't even want to hear it myself, much less having
unnoticed.
Other people have to hear it.
I know. It is true. Everybody's got that pair of shoes that like someone, if it's really quiet, you can hear like the, you know, there's like some little squeak in one or the other.
I have a pair that I bothered Bob with one day because I was like, are they squeaking? And then now just that's all you could hear then. It was the squeaking of the shoes.
Oh, well, yeah. Now you know you can jump in on this class action lawsuit. They say these shoes have always done this, so it's not a new thing. The shoe company On has a line of footwear called Clouds, and there is now a class action lawsuit against them. It's not a new issue. People online have been talking about it for over a year, and now there's a class action lawsuit because people think it's a defect for expensive shoes like Clouds, and that is true.
How expensive
running
are they?
These are between $140 and $180.
Okay.
And that is, there's no question that sneakers are no longer... you know, $40.
No.
Especially a good running shoe. And now they've got the cheater running. I don't think cheater's the right way. But they have these running shoes. Nike makes some. And they're not legal. Like, you wouldn't be able to wear them in the Olympics. There's too much spring in them.
Oh.
But those things cost like $400 and $500.
They have actual springs in them.
No, but there's like a thing. Have you heard of these?
Like super elastic bubble plastic. Boy,
yeah, you get the fastest run of your life, but you wouldn't be allowed to wear that in the Olympics without someone going, those are cheaters.
What's the name? Flubber? Was that the name
of
the
Flubber,
movie?
Yes, Flubber. Robin Williams movie, yeah.
Yeah. It's like a kid's movie where he created this substance that was incredibly springy. Like they took one little thing of it. And you know, remember those, are they called like super balls?
Yeah.
Tiny little ball. And you hit it and it would like ricochet around the room. This would just never stop.
Flubber.
Go, right. And then Kurt Russell put it on the bottom of his sneakers and he was shooting all the hoops and I don't know if it was him or not.
Kurt Russell?
I think it was Kurt Russell. He's in all those Disney movies back then. And then Roddy McDowell, I think. Maybe. I don't know.
What?
That's another name for those Disney movies.
Flubber.
More
These
than
are the
10,
Flubber shoes.
More than 10 styles of shoes made by the company On are mentioned in the lawsuit. They typically cost between $140 and $180. And this is probably something you want to get in on if you've spent $200 on a pair of shoes that annoy you so much you can't wear them.
And the thing is, we buy a lot of shoes online now. I don't know if there's not an On store, right? These people bought these online. They didn't wear them first and find out that they were super squeaky. They put them on. They're like, oh, they're so comfortable, but they squeak. It's a squeaky cloud.
I wonder how much due to the what is the money threshold? If someone figures it out, I'd love to hear it. Of where you go, I just got burned. I just got burned.
It's $40.
$40 is the burn.
Anything more than that,
you got to
like,
return it.
Okay. I gotta jump through a hoop or two.
Because
you don't feel good about yourself if you let that go. You're like, this person took me for $42.50.
Right, but what I'm saying is the average person's also super busy, has a million things to do on any given day, and they take
so you
this
think
thing
it's a little
that
higher than
well,
that?
I don't know, but I know that I will absolutely just because of
maybe it's $100.
It's like a principal thing for me. I don't know, but I feel like I'm not going to use this. I got to return it. I don't care if it's $5. It's stupid. It's dumb. Like, I'm throwing away money now.
Right.
At least I'll throw away money on something I like.
I'll throw away some new money. Like if I come home from shopping and there's like something is stale or, you know, have you ever done that? You open up something and it's mold in it and you think, oh my God. I'm like, okay, well, it's $4. So I'll just chuck it. And John's like, oh my God, where's the receipt? I'm like, you think I have the receipt? he'll like storm back down to the store.
Well, I feel the same way. There's like, you know, that's the point I was trying to make and I can't seem to make it is, because we order things at home, it changes the defective like meter on you. Because at the store, you'd go, this one's broken.
Yeah.
Can you get me a new one or not? But because it's now in our house, it becomes
a problem that we have
I gotta
to deal
with this. I'll put this aside and I'll get to it. And then 3 months has passed and you're still looking at that box going, what the?
Then you finally do try to return. They're like, oh, that window closed like a while ago.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Put it in the trash where it was always going to go.
800-400-3697 is our phone number, our text number, and Maddie would love to read your texts.
From 650, Vinny, we have a local kid on the Mariners. Brian Wu is a starter for the M's and was an all-star this season. He grew up in Alameda and went to Alameda High School.
Go Alameda.
Yay.
Go Mariners.
From 925. I love Italian Maddie. He gets me every time. Jenna on Odyssey. Thank you so much.
That was pretty good.
That.
Sneaking out your little painting.
Let's see here. Oh, I have two pair from the 415 of the On shoes, both cloud style, and have never noticed any squeaking.
So maybe you're not heavy enough to register.
I think I'm the only man in the world who just feels Maddie right now and also feels so glad I'm not the one trying to read that constantly moving thing of text.
415. Vinny, you had squeaky shoes when you were an extra on Patch Adams. Maybe you can collect.
Those are just heavy stepping shoes. He was just slapping his feet down on the ground.
Those were shoes that they gave me, too. They were grown-up shoes that had a wood bottom and a wood heel, and they just, within a second after, you know, because Robin Williams and Philip Seymour Hoffman. Brian Austin Green, where'd I get that?
That's a three-part name. Right.
Philip Seymour Hoffman are waiting, and they pull my shoes off, pad them, and put them back on me in, like, under a minute.
Yeah. Quiet that guy down.
Quiet on the set.
Wow, the miracle of movie making. Really is impressive.
Ads, my goodness.
415, I have to run a file through my on clouds to keep them from making noise. Gino.
Run a file, Gino.
In San Francisco.
There are online hacks for just about everything that's a problem in this world.
True.
So if you go to YouTube, I bet there are people who've come up with the, took a sandpaper to a pair of shoes and it stopped the squeak. Mm. And Google told me how to do it.
And Sarah, you were asking about the cast of the Black Phone
Did they bring back the kid?
510
and
says
the little girl too.
Yes, Sarah. Same cast is back in Black Phone 2. And
Black
Phone
2. Are they any better at acting?
They
don't say that.
Mm, that's too bad.
I think you don't like movies.
You might be right. I usually do like movies. I haven't really liked any of the movies. Did I?
I liked Sneakers. You didn't like that?
I don't like the acting.
Oh. All right.
You like Dirty Dancing.
No, I didn't.
Oh.
No. I liked Once Upon a Time in Hollywood because I finally watched the whole thing.
That was never one of the things.
Yeah, it was.
That was like our first one, I think.
Once Upon a Time? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's true.
All right.
Time flies.
Yeah. So they do come back.
Yes.
Same kids.
There you go.
A little bit older. Yeah.
No, they didn't age.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
It's coming up in the trash, Sarah.
Sabrina Carpenter on SNL was amazing.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.